Hi, this is David Warner. You're listening to ABC Grandstand at Stumps.
A remarkable day's cricket, one that became all about attrition. It's been a very hot day and a remarkable effort too by Manus Labuschagne. 110 unbeaten at Stumps, faced over 200 deliveries. 4 for 248 the score at Stumps on day one. David Warner's been good enough to join us downstairs. David, how tough was it out there?
Look, it was all right. It wasn't as hot as we thought, but obviously Manus having been out there for 200 balls, I think he's lost his breath a bit. But what a fantastic innings there and a great partnership with him and Smithy.
He got a standing ovation from the spectators and the team. How highly do you rate what he's been able to do today?
Yeah, look, he's been fantastic. You obviously get an opportunity in England to come in with being the first concussion sub. Managed to play out of his skin out there, and it just shows what talent he actually does have. And it's not by fluke that he's come out here and got these runs. He works hard behind the scenes. He's done it for a couple of years now at Queensland Cricket, and look, he's obviously going to be a good talent for the rest of his career. That's for sure.
We were wondering how the pitch would play. From your assessment, what did you make of it on day one?
Oh, look, to be honest, I think it wasn't as juicy as we thought. I marked centre and I said to Joe, it's quite wet underneath, but I think the grass on top sort of took that away from it. So I think as I look back at like an old MCG wicket where it used to be like a bit furry on top, but like it was rolled in grass. And then you look at the divots, there was a little bit of greenness underneath, but it wasn't as like as divvity as I thought it might be with the moisture that was in there. But I think the guys saw a few cracks there at the end and a bit of rough being created.
They got off to a really quick start, Dave, and then they brought in short mid-wicket, short cover. Seemed like the game completely changed. It became an arm wrestle for the entire day.
Yeah, I think that's the way that New Zealand play their cricket. And you see that all the time when they play. They have no point. They try and make you hit in front of on the offside, especially in front of point, and then try and make you look to try and hit that gap there and bring out the edges. Their sort of game plan is to hit their lengths, a little bit of movement, and try and draw you into that sort of that drive. So you've got to be patient. I think we did that pretty well today. Obviously, Smithy will be disappointed the way that he got out, and obviously Wadey the way that he got out as well. But at the end of the day, we'll take 4 for 248, slow grind. Now it's about coming out tomorrow and starting fresh again.
As for your own game, I haven't seen you as physically fit as you seem now. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it helps having an active wife and three daughters under five. Look, I think I pride myself on being fit, and I do a lot of running behind the scenes, and that's just something that keeps me interested and keeps me going. I think we do have a lot of downtime away from cricket, and if I'm not with the family, me and the wife are training hard.
In terms of concentration, that's a different type of fitness altogether. I've never seen you concentrating wise, making as many good decisions. Is that a trained behaviour? Is that just dogged determination?
Yeah, no. I think leading into the Brisbane Test, unusually everyone was asking me why have I been spending so much time in the nets, and I didn't play the Shield game leading into that, and I felt like I needed to bat time. And I think I batted for almost 2 hours in one of our net sessions, and then I sort of just batted another 2 hours the next one, and then an hour and a half in the next one. And it sort of followed on into Adelaide as well. And I think batting time in the nets has taught me a bit of patience and leaving the right ones to leave and playing the right ones under my nose. And I felt like I've been a bit more patient in the nets, and I think that's why I've sort of transpired out into the middle.
But what's your mentality in the nets for those 2 hours? Is that just, I'm going to preserve my wicket? Is it, how do you go about it? What's the actual mentality that you go into that net session with?
Yeah, look, I think out of those sort of six or seven net sessions I've had, I've probably been dismissed probably twice. And I think I've put a lot of merit on. I think I've actually not played as many loose drives in the nets. I used to, throw my bat at it and try and feel at everything and get out of there within 20, 30 minutes. And I think now I've been leaving a lot of balls, and I owe a lot of credit to, I think, Shree and Hickey. They're throwing a lot of balls to me, and it is tiring for them as well. And I think with Smithy, throughout our career as well, with Michael Divenuto throwing us endless amounts of balls. So I think, it's something that we really practice, and we're grateful for them being here with us.
Yeah, the stat on that today, at one stage you were 18% strike rate when the ball was straight and 99% when you were playing the ball away from your body. It's just fascinating to know how someone actually goes about training that.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it is something that I've been working on. So hopefully I can keep continuing that.
I agree with everything. I think it's brilliant because the ball, I wanted to see when the ball was swinging and see how you were going to play, and I thought you played really well. That must be a good sign for the quicks as well, the Australian quicks. They must be excited about seeing that pink ball swing.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it even swung there in, I think, the late 70 overs. I think if you keep presenting a good seam, there was enough there. I felt like with Wagner bowling to me, the second spell he bowled a bit more outside off and it swung just before I got out. Then early on, it probably went with fraction two straight. So I think with the ball swinging, it's probably going to be sort of that fourth stump line. If it was a bit straighter, it didn't swing too much. But we saw there with the new ball under lights that it can bend if you try and, you know, hold it seam up with that.
Yeah, and it seemed like the drop catch off Smith, it looked like he didn't quite pick the ball up. Do you think that'll be an issue here?
Yeah, look, we were talking about that in Adelaide. I think with given that time of the evening, it can be quite difficult with the pace off the bat. We always talk about the fine nicks will carry and then sort of the square ones, you got to field a bit closer. And given that you are fielding closer, if someone throws their hands at it like Smithy did, it's going to come a lot faster and it is very difficult to see.
A last one. How tough do you think it'll be for New Zealand now if they are, as we suspect, down a bowler for the rest of this test match, considering the conditions and what they're likely to be for the next few days?
Yeah, look, for us it's about, you know, trying to work out what our plans are and who we think they're going to bowl a lot of overs. I think, obviously, Colin and Santner is going to be their ones who they sort of grind away with, and then the other two are going to have to be their strike bowlers. We know Colin always puts in the right areas. He does tease you around that off stump to try and drive. His lengths are impeccable. So, you know, we're going to have to really grind it out. And you've got to respect him. You know, Wags, I saw a stat before, he's got the most wickets with short balls since 2016. He does bowl a lot of them, but you still have to play him as a batter. And credit to him, he's got a big engine and a big tank. And you saw there when he does pitch it up, he can swing the ball as well. So, you know, these are things that we're going to have to assess when we're out there. For us, hopefully the ball does continue to swing.
Thanks for your time.
No worries.
David Warner joining us downstairs here on Grandstand at Stumps. He was out for 43, but it took one of the catches of the summer to dismiss him.
Wagner, who bowls, and Warner hits it straight back to the bowler, who takes a sensational catch down low to his right. Wagner, what a wonderful effort. David Warner out for 43, caught and bowled by Wagner. It was a screamer.
You have got to be kidding me. The athleticism here to dive low down, non-preferred side. What a special effort that was. Sometimes it takes a special effort to get rid of a special batsman, and that's what we've exactly seen there.
But the story of the day, no doubt, the knock from Marnus Labuschagne. He was unbeaten on 110 and spent 319 minutes out in the middle in around 40 degree heat.
Rondo pitches up and he drives at this and gets it away through the covers. And it's running away out to the boundary and it goes for four.
Sally bowls and back is Labuschagne who punches the ball. Out through backward point, that's going to be four.
Southie bowls and's driven straight for four. Oh, that's a good stroke. It went zipping past Southie before he could even react to drop a hand on it. Labuschagne, he's out smithing Smith with shots like that.
He's on strike. Yeah. He works that nicely off the hip. It's going all the way to the rope for four.
Now Labuschagne gets a short ball and Pippinson swings it away to backward square for four. He's just reached 1,000 runs in Test cricket. Sander has him coming forward and he whacks it over the top. Down to the boundary, that's his 100. It's a six. He's brought up his 100 with a six to join a club of those who have scored three centuries in a row. Marnus Labuschagne is 101. And what a way, a stylish way, to bring up your 100 with a six.
Marnus Labuschagne, three consecutive test hundreds. How does it feel to be in the form of your life?
Yeah, look, it's good. Like I said, just take it one at a time. Obviously, right now we're in an all right position, but you know, a lot of work still to go.
What about bringing up the 100 with a six, if you don't mind?
Yeah, the boys were teasing me during the week that I tried to do it last game and I clothed it and I couldn't get there. So when I actually just scraped it over the rope, I was pretty stoked.
Now, I know you're a team man, but finally, you're individually the fourth equal fastest Australian to reach 1,000 test runs. Is the enormity of what you're achieving starting to sink in?
Well, yeah, I didn't know that. So, it's great. Like I said, it's great to be batting well, but more importantly, it's great that Australia's winning games.
I'll let you go recover. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
We're downstairs here at Perth Stadium. It's been a very hot day and a remarkable effort too by Marnus Labuschagne. 110 unbeaten at stumps, faced over 200 deliveries. 4 for 248 the score at stumps on day one. Let's get the very quick thoughts of Dirk Nannis and Mitchell Johnson after what was, I described at the start, attritional. It was like an arm wrestle at times after a bright beginning. How did you assess it?
Well, I thought it was that throughout. I don't think Australia have punished New Zealand on the scoreboard yet, but I think their ability to get through that second new ball, losing just the one wicket for 4 for 250, you would think it was Australia's day, but Labuschagne batting through, I think he's the big key. How far can they go? How much can they put on the scoreboard? Because I don't know if New Zealand are going to be able to take all 10 second innings wickets of Australia.
Yeah, I think it's even at the moment. I think it was a great arm wrestle throughout the day. The big question I had was when after that second break, the 20-minute break, how they were going to bowl. And they just kept patient. They kept really patient. They were down a bowler. They kept bowling in good areas, waited for that new ball, swung that around, got the wicket. So I think it's actually quite well balanced, and Labuschagne has probably kept Australia just ticking over enough. Tomorrow afternoon when they start, he'll be in very important to work with Travis Head to try and get a good partnership going, because Australia haven't gotten away from them on the scoreboard.
With one wicket, one bowler down.
Yes, I still think so, because the ball's swinging. And like Davey said, de Grondheim doesn't give anything away. They're really well planned. I think even with a bowler down, they'll still have really good plans and they'll still bowl well. Yes, it's going to be hot, but they play test cricket all around the world. They know a bit of heat's not going to hurt them.
Mitchell Johnson and Dirk Nannis, our experts downstairs on Grandstand at Stumps. Wrapping it up, what's been an interesting opening day. It wasn't quite the belter of a pitch that we expected. It wasn't hiding any genuine demons, but it was a fascinating day and an arm wrestle ending up at Stumps. Australia 4 for 248. An outstanding knock again by Marnus Labuschagne. 3 consecutive hundreds. He joins an elite group by bringing that up. Unbeaten at Stumps on 110. Heads with him on 20. Thanks for your company. Join us tomorrow from 12:30 here in the West, 3:30 Eastern Daylight Time. A reminder too, Grandstand at Stumps, our podcast, will be available wherever you get your podcast from, and a great way to bring yourself up to date tomorrow morning heading in to day two. Until tomorrow then, it's good night from a very warm Perth Stadium.
So Australia batting, and Tim Southee it is who runs in to bowl the first ball, and it's defended for a quick single by Warner into the covers. Well run as Southee came in and had no chance of preventing that. Ferguson goes in and he punches that ball away off his toes. Pleasantly, hard to backward square for four. Nice way to get off the mark.
Ferguson last ball of the over. It's full. Has Warner driving for four. Out through the covers.
So Grondheim bowls right at the stumps. He wraps him on the pads. Burns has been given out. Looked to be going absolutely through to skittle the stumps. He'll go to chat with Warner. He'll tuck the bat under his arm. Joe Burns is out. He departs for nine. Wagner who bowls. Warner hits it straight back to the bowler who takes a sensational catch. Down low to his right. Wagner. What a wonderful effort. David Warner out for 43. Caught and bowled by Wagner. It was a screamer.
You've got to be kidding me. The athleticism here to dive low down, non-preferred side. Sometimes it takes a special effort to get rid of a special batsman, and that's what we've exactly seen there.
Up the wicket, right arm over. There's a full toss. Marnus Labuschagne meets it with the face of the bat, punches it down the ground, chases on to see if the ball reaches the rope first, and it does.
De Grondheim pitches up and he drives at this and gets it away through the covers. And it's running away out to the boundary and it goes for four.
De Grondheim bowls to Labuschagne, who works this one away on the onside. Down fine. That's going to go to the boundary for four as well.
He's had a
bowl. Smith forward, clips it off the toes. That's glorious. A lovely shot. Goes rifling by mid on, and that was always destined for the boundary.
The shadow comes across the pitch. Here comes Ferguson. That's short. Uppercut for four. A good old heave-ho outside the off stump. Marnus seized his opportunity in England and hasn't looked back. Exceptional. Southie Bolson's driven straight for four. Ooh, that's a good stroke.
Sadler in a little more air. Full toss and thrashed away by Steve Smith. That does beat the infield for four.
Now Labuschagne gets a short ball and Pivotson swings it away to backward square for four. He's just reached 1,000 runs in Test cricket. Sander has him coming forward and he whacks it over the top. Down to the boundary, that's his 100. It's a six. He's brought up his 100 with a six to join a club of those who have scored three centuries in a row. Marnus Labuschagne is 101. And what a way, a stylish way to bring up your 100 with a six. Wagner goes in again, and it is short, and he goes after it, and he's caught.
And there it is.
He's out. He's caught it backward square. Smith has fallen for it. He's gone after the short ball. He could not maintain his patience. New Zealand's tactic has come off, and Smith is out for 43.
Next delivery, Wade has shouldered arms, and Southie's gone straight through him. That was a little bit quicker, and Wade shakes his head in utter disgust. He's gone for 12, bowled by Southie. He takes his first wicket. The Australians four for 225.
Southie travels in to head, head drives and drives well. He's got it through the cover. Santner chasing it out towards the boundary, and it hits the rope for four. And Wagner's running. He's running in, and the head lets it go. And that is stumps on the first day under the lights at 17 minutes past 8, 4 for 248. It's been Labuschagne's day. He's been brilliant.